Like to call to order this November 18th, 2021 meeting of the Savannah, City of Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals. This is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn in prior to testimony. All proceedings of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of this board are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Savannah Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. If you have any cell phones or noise making devices, if you will silence them at this time, and please stand with me and join me in the prayer and the pledge of allegiance. Father, we just thank you for today, for a time to come together to do the business of this city. We thank you for your presence here. Lord, we just ask you to give us wisdom and to make the right decisions here that would be beneficial to everybody. Lord, we just thank you for that. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the marriages and families of Savannah and Chatham County. In Jesus' name, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. On here it says request to be withdrawn, 420 East Liberty Street accessory building variance. This is number 21-005868. Do we need to make a motion on that and vote on? Okay. But I hear a motion to grant the request. Mrs. Jarrett has made a motion to grant the request for withdrawal. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote? And Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
All right, the motion passes and the request for withdrawal is granted. Next, we had the approval of the minutes from the October 28th meeting. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Plunk, made a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Condon. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes and the minutes are approved. Now need to hear a motion to approve the final agenda.
Motion to approve the final agenda.
Okay, a motion by Mr. Plunk to approve the final agenda. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Jarrett. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, his final agenda is approved. So we're going to hear the application for 11 Alpine Drive, a variance to allow an existing accessory structure to be over 40% of the maximum allowed size requirement based on the principal structure size. This is number 21-005191-CBA.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and board members. Melissa Lito, MPC staff. The petitioner is requesting a variance to allow an existing accessory structure to be over the 40% maximum allowed size requirement based on the principal structure size. The subject property is approximately 0.27 acres or 11,775 square feet in size and is located between Alpine Drive and Alpine Lane within the residential single family 10 zoning district. Per Article 8, Section 8.7.3 EII, in the size within residential districts, the floor area of an accessory structure shall not exceed 40% of the floor area of the principal building. The existing principal structure, including the attached garage and covered porch, has a total of 1,332 square feet of floor area. The existing incomplete accessory structure is 1,200 square feet. The subject accessory structure is currently 90% of the floor area of the principal structure. Per Article 8, Section 8.7.3D, the height of an accessory building shall not exceed the height of the principal building. in a residential district or where otherwise prohibited by this ordinance. The subject accessory building exceeds the height of the principal building. However, the applicant did not include a request for a height variance when submitting the ZBA application. If the Zoning Board of Appeals approves a submitted variance request to allow the accessory building to be over 40% of the principal building, then the applicant would be required to apply for an additional variance to height. In blue is the principal structure, and then in red is the proposed accessory or existing accessory structure. As the accessory building exceeds 90% of the floor area of the principal building and exceeds the height of the principal building it is not consistent with the intent of the size and height requirements of the ordinance. Staff finds that there are no special conditions or unique circumstances that are peculiar to the land involved in this request. The property owner poured a 30 by 40 concrete slab and connected steel beams to form a skeleton shape of a large accessory building. The city was unable to consult with the property owner as to the nonconformities created by the construction of the accessory building, as the property owner never reached out prior to beginning construction. The literal interpretation of the provisions of the regulations would not deprive the applicant of rights commonly enjoyed by other properties in the same zoning district. An accessory building could be constructed on the property that meets the maximum requirements for an accessory building. However, the existing accessory building is taller and larger than any of the other accessory buildings in the same zoning district. Based on the circumstances and the review criteria, staff recommends denial of the 40% maximum allowed size requirement for the accessory structure variance request for 11 Alpine Drive. I am here to answer any questions, and I am not sure if the petitioner is actually not here in person, but I'm not sure if they're here via Zoom. Not at this time, yeah.
Thank you. Are there any questions for staff? Okay, and the petitioner still is not online or on the phone?
I have one question for staff.
Okay.
Just curious if in your discussions with the owner, he gave any indication as to what the intended use was for the structure?
Marcus Lotson, for the record. I did have a conversation with the applicant before he actually applied. He indicated to us that this was part of he works for himself apparently and was going to store his equipment within this building. That's the only thing we really know about it.
Was there any talk about why he decided to apply for just one variance after already starting construction and not apply for variance for the other things?
After we received his application, I don't think we've had any contact with him, so we couldn't get that question answered.
And just to get on the record, I know we discussed before the meeting started, but staff's made several attempts to reach out to him over the last 2 months, I think you said, because he was originally supposed to be on last month's agenda.
Yeah, that's right, both by phone and by email.
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff? Okay, and the applicant is not here. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak concerning this? If you're online, use the raise your hand feature. We'll recognize you. Okay, no members of the public. Well, Mrs. Jarrett, do you have anything you'd like to say?
No, it seems pretty clear from the pictures that the construction is pretty sophisticated. It's not just a wood shed he's putting up there. So it seems like he would have known that he needed to go through the permit process. But
yeah, I think it had to be ordered. Those pieces had to be ordered and, mm-hmm. and made.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Evans, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No comments.
Mr. Plunk?
I hate to rule on anything without the person here to talk to us, but you know, it seems like staff's made every possible effort, and so we're left with no choice on this one.
Mr. Griffith?
No.
Mr. Condon?
I sort of agree with Mr. Plunk. I usually do. If the guy had made any effort whatsoever, then you'd say, let's push him off a month. But it seems not. And the looking at the photos, it's tremendously out of scale in the middle of a residential neighborhood. It's one thing if it was zoned, you know, in some of these oddball lots here we have in Savannah, where you've got a commercial lot in the middle of a residential neighborhood. So I'm okay to move forward.
Okay, Mr. Hall.
For staff, wasn't there a letter of opposition in the packet too?
Yes, sir.
Make sure everybody was aware of that.
Yeah, there was a resident, as a resident and property owner in Poplar Place, I am voting against the structure requesting to be built on Alpine Drive. And that was Mildred Calloway from Linden Drive.
That's all for me.
Yeah, go ahead, Mrs. Jarrett.
The fact that he is building this to store his equipment, that means that he's trying to use the property for his business, which would not be approved either in a residential, would it?
Well, there's a process that you go through with the when you get your business license where they approve the location for that type of business. And so that'd probably be up to them.
Gotcha.
So before, you know, if you can make a motion to deny, you can make a motion to table this if that's how you feel. And it doesn't sound like anybody feels like approving it, but that being said, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay. Mr. Griffith has made a motion to accept staff's recommendation for denial. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Condon. Is there any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none. Mrs. Jarrett, how do you vote?
Yes.
Mr. Evans?
Yes.
Mr. Plunk?
Yes.
Mr. Griffith?
Yes.
Mr. Condon?
Yes.
And Mr. Hall?
Yes.
Okay, the motion passes and the request for variance is denied. Let's see. And seeing no other items on the agenda, I'd like to declare this meeting adjourned.